The Eucharist is the single most important sacrament and grace that we can receive as Catholics, and our proper reception of it can make the difference between heaven or hell. In today's video, I want to reveal to you a saint that will radically transform the way that you receive the Eucharist forever. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. There's a story of a young female saint that became aware of the reality of how important the Eucharist is. And she said to herself, "This is Jesus himself. If that is the case, then I only need to receive him once, and that would be enough." She had such a strong belief that upon her first reception of the Eucharist came over her, hovered over her, and then when she received it, she died right there and went straight to heaven. This story shows us just how powerful, and it sets the bar as this is how we are to receive the Eucharist. How did she do this? Supernaturally. There's no way that we can humanly prepare. We have to receive God's grace. And when you think about the saints, they are in heaven who they chose to be on earth. The best example of this is Saint Therese. Right now, she is arguably one of the most powerful missionaries in heaven. She converts people all the time. Everyone who invokes her receives so many graces. The miracle of the rose petals that people, when they pray to her, she gives to them. How does she do this? Because of the way that she prepared herself on earth. Now, when we think about the Eucharist, here's the question that we could ask. Who is a saint that could help prepare us to receive Jesus in the Eucharist? Think about this, and this will all too easily reveal it to you. Who was the single saint whose entire mission, whose whole life was to prepare people for Jesus Christ? None other than Saint John the Baptist. Now, when you think of other things, when you think of, for instance, love for the Blessed Mother or praying the rosary, there's many different saints. You can pick from this saint who loved the Blessed Mother or that saint. There are so many different saints that were good at this or at that. But there's only one. There's only one that prepared the way to receive Jesus. When we go to receive the Eucharist, of course we should ask our guardian angel. Of course we should invoke the Blessed Mother, and I always do. But I have never, until today, until I heard the priest's homily, invoked Saint John the Baptist to receive Jesus in the Eucharist. And when you understand everything that I've told you, the question is, why isn't every single Catholic on earth doing this? How is it that we go to the Eucharist so arrogantly, thinking that we could do it on our own, not invoking the most important saint when it comes to preparing the way to receive Jesus Christ? How can we do this? Very simply, just talk to him. Today, I just said Saint John the Baptist before Mass. How can I repent? What do I need to repent more fully to receive Jesus better? And you know what he told me? Nope. Not going to tell you. I'm only going to tell the priest in confession. But he told me, you need to repent of this. You do it all the time. Stop. It was very clear. And when you ask him to reveal something to you, first, he'll reveal it to you. Secondly, grace will come with it. He will give you the grace to hear what he's saying and to change, because that was his gift. His gift was to bring people to repentance. Invoke him as you drive to Mass. Invoke him before the Mass. Invoke him in the parts just before receiving the Eucharist. Invoke him as you're walking up to receive communion, even as you receive communion or afterwards. It doesn't matter. Ask him, Saint John the Baptist, how can I repent more fully to receive more of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, so that we can grow to the full stature that God is calling all of us to? My friends, if we knew how much the saints were there to help us, it would be supreme arrogance to not ask for their help, because we would essentially be saying, I don't need your help. I can do this on my own. And we cannot. We cannot do it on our own at all. If this video has helped you, please like and subscribe and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.